Okay, so picture this.
You're pulling up to your home.
Maybe for the first time, maybe for the thousandth.
And it just hits you.
That feeling of, I'm home.
What is it about a front door that evokes that?
Today, we're diving deep into choosing the right front door.
We're going to help you.
Figure out how to make your home say welcome.
With both style and substance.
Because you deserve a front door that does more than just keep out the elements.
It's true. A front door is more than just a barrier. It's a statement. And it seems like you've been doing your research, the document you shared.
Yeah.
From Shearwater Glass, it's like their encyclopedia of doors. They go deep on materials, security, the works.
Right. Like, I was surprised how much detail they go into. It's a little overwhelming if you don't speak fluent door, you know? So let's start unpacking this one fascinating fact at a time. One of the things that jumped out at me was how Shearwater emphasizes that your front door is like this. Visible symbol of your home's personality.
It's a great point. And they're not just talking about aesthetics. Shearwater really seems to focus on security and durability. They make it clear these doors aren't just pretty faces. They're built to last. They even highlight their Secured by Design accreditation right off the bat.
Yeah.
Which, as you might know, means their doors meet police-approved standards for security.
Okay, that's huge. It's like having a silent guardian protecting your home. They even go into the nitty-gritty, mentioning steel-reinforced frames and multi-point locking. It's clear they're serious about keeping people safe. And honestly, it makes me feel safer just knowing about it.
Absolutely. It's that feeling of security you can't put a price on. And when they dive into the materials, they really get into the why behind it, for example. They talk about high-density foam cores and solid timber construction, not just in terms of strength, but also for insulation. Think about it, a quieter, more energy-efficient home. All thanks to your front door.
Right. Who knew a door could do all that? But here's where it gets really interesting for me. They don't just give you a prefab solution.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about customization.
That's what makes this more than just a sales pitch. They're actually giving you the power to choose. They mention options for handles, knockers, even the house numbers. And they even highlight accessibility features, like low thresholds for easier movement in and out. They're thinking about everyone who might use that door. Not just the homeowner.
That's so thoughtful. They even mentioned Part M compliance, which, for those who don't know, refers to building regulations that ensure accessibility for people with disabilities. So they're going above and beyond the basics to create something truly inclusive.
What's fascinating is how they seamlessly weave together those practical considerations with this strong sense of style and personalization.
Okay, so we've established that Shearwater knows their stuff when it comes to doors, but let's talk specifics. They mentioned several different materials. UPVC, composite, timber, and aluminum. Where do we even begin with all that? So let's break it down.
Starting with the material they mention a lot.
UPVC, what's the deal with that?
Is it just a fancy way of saying plastic? Well, it is plastic, but it's a very specific kind called unplasticized polyvinyl chloride, which is a mouthful, hence the UPVC. And honestly, it's a bit of an unsung hero in the door world.
Unsung hero? How so?
Well, it's incredibly durable. Think about it. Your front door takes a beating. Sun, rain, maybe a stray football or two. UPVC doesn't warp, rot, or fade like some other materials can. And for those who shudder at the thought of sanding and repainting, UPVC is virtually maintenance-free, a quick wipe down, and it looks brand new.
So it's like the busy professional's dream door, stylish but low effort. I can see the appeal. But they also mention composite doors. What's the difference there?
Composite doors are fascinating. Imagine the strength of fiberglass combined with the insulating power of high-density foam. All wrapped up in a package that can look like anything you want. Wood grain, a painted finish, you name it.
Okay, so it's like the superhero of doors. Tough on the outside, but secretly a softie on the inside, keeping your home warm and quiet.
Exactly. They're great for energy efficiency, especially when you combine them with features like low-E glass, which, by the way, is another thing Shearwater talks about, and this is where it gets really cool. Low-E glass has this invisible coating that reflects heat, so in the summer. Keeps your house cool. And in the winter, it helps prevent heat loss.
It's like having a force field against high energy bills. I'm sold. But what about those of us who love that classic, timeless look? Is timber, you know, actual wood, still a contender in the world of modern doors?
Absolutely. There's a reason why timber doors have been a staple for centuries. They have this natural warmth and character that you just can't replicate with other materials. Plus, with modern timber treatments, they're more durable and weather resistant than ever before.
But what about upkeep? I feel like wooden doors are high maintenance.
They do require a bit more care than UPVC or composite. But the payoff is that incredible longevity. Think about it. A well-maintained timber door can last a lifetime, even generations. It's an investment in the true sense of the word. Shearwater actually highlights that their timber doors have a thick, solid timber core for extra strength and security. It's like having a vault door, but way more stylish.
Okay, I'm getting serious door envy right now. So we've got UPVC, the low-maintenance marble composite, the durable all-rounder, and timber, the classic beauty. They all sound pretty great. But what about aluminum? I feel like that's a material we haven't touched on yet.
Aluminum is an interesting one. It's incredibly strong and lightweight. Mm-hmm. And it offers a really sleek, modern aesthetic.
Yeah.
Very popular in contemporary architecture.
Right. So if you're going for that minimalist, industrial chic vibe, aluminum could be the way to go. But I imagine it's not as good for insulation as some of the other options.
You're right. Aluminum is a better conductor of heat than wood or UPVC. So it's not the most energy efficient option on its own. However, Shearwater mentions that they use something called a thermal break in their aluminum doors, basically. It's a layer of insulating material sandwiched between the inner and outer aluminum layers to reduce heat transfer.
So it's like they've taken this super strong, stylish material and given it an energy efficient upgrade. That's pretty impressive.
Exactly. They found a way to address the traditional drawbacks of aluminum while retaining its unique advantages.
Okay. So we've covered the main contenders in the door material Olympics. But before we crown a winner, let's talk about another crucial aspect, security. I mean, a door is only as good as the protection it provides.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And this is where Shearwater's attention to detail really shines. Remember how they mentioned secured by design? That's not just a marketing gimmick. It means their doors have been rigorously tested to meet police standards for security.
Right, they weren't kidding around about that. They even go into detail about things like steel-reinforced frames, multi-point locking systems. It's like Fort Knox levels of protection.
Exactly. And what's interesting is how they weave those security features into the overall design.
Yeah.
It's not about having a door that looks intimidating. It's about having a door that is secure without compromising on style.
So it's like elegant security, like a well-dressed bodyguard.
They understand that peace of mind is a huge part of feeling at home.
It makes you realize a front door is more than just a physical barrier. It's like a psychological one, too. It's that feeling of security and privacy that really allows you to relax and unwind in your own space.
Absolutely. And they even touch on the psychological aspect without directly saying it. When they talk about customization, they want you to have a door that not only looks good, but feels right for you.
That's so important because at the end of the day, it's your home, your sanctuary. So let's bring it all back to our listener. They've heard about all these amazing materials, security features, customization options, but with so much to consider, how do they choose the right door for their unique needs and style? What's the secret to finding that perfect balance between form and function?
It's like putting together a puzzle, but instead of a picture, you're creating a feeling, that feeling of coming home. Start by thinking about your priorities. What matters most to you? Is it low maintenance? Is it top-notch security? Or is it that timeless beauty of a natural wood door?
Right, because there's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to something as personal as your front door.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to think outside the box. Maybe you love the warmth of wood, but crave the low maintenance of UPVC. Well, guess what? A composite door can give you the best of both worlds.
It's like they've thought of everything. But what about budget? That's a big one for most people.
Absolutely. And that's something Shearwater acknowledges. They offer a range of options at different price points. Without compromising on quality or security, it's about finding the right balance for your budget and your vision.
This has been so eye-opening. I feel like I've learned so much more than just door facts. We've uncovered a whole philosophy of front door choices.
There's a whole world behind that seemingly simple barrier, isn't there?
There is. And I think the biggest takeaway from all of this is that your front door is more than just an entrance. It's a statement. It's a reflection of your style, your values, and even your aspirations for your home.
Beautifully said. It's the first impression,
mm-hmm.
and a lasting one at that.
So to our listener out there who might be standing on the doorstep of a big decision, remember there's no right or wrong answer. Trust your gut, do your research, and choose the door that speaks to you. And who knows, maybe you'll even inspire your neighbors to up their front door game too.
One statement door at a time. It's been a pleasure diving into this with you.
The pleasure was all ours. And to our amazing listener, thanks for joining us on the deep dive. Until next time, may your front door always be a welcoming sight.